And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start today in Colorado, where after 12 long years of legal battles, Colorado baker Jack Phillips may finally see an end to the activist harassment targeting his faith. The Colorado Supreme Court dismissed the latest case against him on procedural grounds. And as Mr. Phillips' attorney notes, he serves everyone. He just doesn't celebrate every message. Speaking of standing firm on convictions, we are seeing a troubling wave of detransitioner lawsuits emerging across the country. Young people who were rushed into life-altering procedures are now speaking out about the deception they faced from medical professionals. And as one victim put it, quote, "I was brainwashed." Yeah, you remember when doctors took the oath to first do no harm? That doesn't seem to be the case anymore, does it? Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe has apparently discovered his backbone just in time for re-election. After parents raised concern about biological males in girls' changing rooms, Moe announced his first order of business would be protecting female students' privacy. It's just amazing how an election can clarify your priorities. And while we're talking about protecting children, British Columbia Conservative leader John Rustad is taking a stand against sexually explicit materials in school libraries. When confronted with graphic evidence on what's available to students, Rustad didn't mince words, saying, quote, "No public school library should have books with images like these." Sad to say, but kind of a refreshing dose of common sense. Now, tragic news from Nigeria, where Fulani herdsmen have killed 7 Christians in yet another targeted attack on believers. While the media still obsesses over preferred pronouns, real persecution continues largely unreported all over the world. And these attacks aren't random. They're part of a systemic effort to drive Christians from their lands. Remember, as we tell you frequently, please continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. In Minnesota, Governor Wall's administration is funding a, quote, "no parents allowed wilderness excursion where children as young as 11 will be able to discuss queerness with transgender adults." Nah, because nothing is safer than keeping parents in the dark about their children's activities. Your tax dollars at work, folks. But we'll end with some good news. Chick-fil-A is expanding to the United Kingdom, bringing not just their legendary chicken, but their commitment to community service along with them. Each new location will be participating in their shared table program, which donates surplus food to local charities. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and if you want more, you can always download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive content every single day. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.